Good morning. Saeed, is everyone downtown ready?
Yes.
Okay. Well, as it is now 10:01, we are now 1 minute late, but it should be a short meeting, so we will hopefully be able to get to this. Thank you all for joining, and like always, we'll always start with our good friend Carrie doing a roll call.
Okay, thank you. We're going to do things a little bit differently today. We realized that all of you on Zoom or on WebEx may not know who everybody is. So when I announce your name, if you can announce present and then also which organization you're representing, that would be great. I'm going to start with people in that are present today. So Thomas Witt.
Yeah, Thomas Witt, KYTC Central Office Planning.
Cinda Phillips.
Yes, Cinda Phillips with the Arc of Evansville, present.
Thanks. Crystal Windhouse.
Good morning, Crystal Windhouse with Heart Transit over in Henderson.
Nate Hahn.
Nate Hahn is present, Executive Director of EVV.
Nick Hall.
Nick Hall, District 2 Planning out of Madisonville.
Wilson, it's good to see you back.
Thank you. Thank you. Brooke Wilson with Mets and co-chair with Nick. Nate, excuse me, Nate.
Jonathan Siebeking.
Present, Jonathan Siebeking with Mets Transit.
Steve Raleigh.
Steve Raleigh, Warwick County Economic Development.
Sean Hayden.
Good morning, Sean Hayden with Eastman Mall.
Mackenzie May.
Mackenzie May, Evansville Trails Coalition.
Oh, yeah.
Is there anyone that I have missed? Oh, I see Karen Brooks.
Karen Brooks with Easter Seals Rehabilitation Center.
And is there anyone I've missed? Believe we have everyone. Thank you.
Thank you, Carrie. It's just staff that's present, it looks like.
Yes, that's correct. And Thomas Witt is in here as well. So we have eight staff and Thomas.
Thank you. I see the backs of everybody's heads, and that's all I get, so my apologies. Minutes have been circulated. Does anyone have any additions, corrections, or comments? If not, I would take a motion.
So moved.
We have a motion from Sean. Do we have a second?
Second.
That Thomas?
Yes, this was Thomas Witt.
Thank you. Okay, motion and a second. All those in favor signify with an aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, didn't think so. We go in fairly quick. I think we got Pam for a project update.
Yes, good morning, everyone. I will be running through both the local and the NDOT projects. The NDOT projects, I'll read what they've submitted to us and take any questions and get back with you on any questions for the NDOT projects. So starting with the City of Evansville, Walnut Street Phase 2. From Weinbach to Baikie, all concrete has been poured for the multi-use trail, driveways, sidewalks, and curb ramps. From Baikie to Van, the contractor has finished the installation of all the 30-inch force main and storm sewer within that phase. For Warwick County projects, Telephone Road, right-of-way acquisition is underway with 75 of the 79 parcels secured. Permits are secured and utility work plans are being submitted. For Epworth Road, a draft traffic study, a draft hydraulic study, and an archaeological study were all completed. planning and preliminary field check is scheduled for, or they're looking at October of 2023. Moving over to the projects in Kentucky, the Green River Road sidewalk project, 16 parcels are secured, 2 remain in negotiations. They're targeting a spring 2024 project letting. For Wathen Lane, a minor correction on the update. The consultant will be submitting the bid letting documents to KYTC. The Henderson Municipal Gas is in the process of relocating gas mains along the corridor, and completion is expected by fall. And water relocations are going to be part of the contract work itself. Looking at Wathen Lane, appraisal activities are underway, utility agreements are in place, and the utility plans have been requested and are due for submittal in October. And I'll move on to the NDOT projects. We've got contract B43148. The project is complete. That's the US 41 bridge over Pigeon Creek. R39421. It's State Road 66 at New Harmony Road, at Mill Road, and at Detroit Road. The construction meeting was held, and they held a meeting to discuss survey issues and any corrections. B39367. That project was let, and no good bids were received, or awardable bids, I should say. And they're re-letting that project on August 9th, 2023. B42878, the low bid was not awardable on that contract. That project will be re-let on the August 9th, 2023 letting as well. B42187, the final tracing files have been sent to central office for their review and placement on a letting. R41410, they're identifying final utility conflicts and relocations, and the project was moved to an October 12th, 2023 letting. Contract R42748, city water relocation reimbursement sent for signatures. They're finalizing utility work plans, and the project was moved to an October 12th, 2023 letting. R44898, environmental document was submitted to Federal Highway on July 7th, 2023, working through reimbursable agreements with all of the different utilities. B44549, stage 2 files were received and reviewed, and they're moving forward with working on the stage 3 files. B42728, stage 3 files are in review, and the environmental document is being reviewed. R42199, working on scheduling an initial site visit to determine the limits of that project, which is a slide project. B43231, scoping meeting was held on July 5th of 2023, and the design has begun and is in progress. B44147, scope and fee was submitted in mid-April, and they're waiting on a purchase order to get that project under design. And that's the last of the updates for this month.
Pam, do you happen to know the couple that were bid but didn't get any? Do they not get bids? Were they just over budget, or do you have any details there?
I don't know any of the details. I would assume that they did get bids and they just weren't awardable based on the criteria. Okay. But I can check on that.
Just wondering. Thank you.
Okay.
Any questions for Pam on any of the other projects? Okay. Go ahead and
Nate, I have one more person that popped up. Ben Weithman, if you could announce present and which organization you're in, that would be so we can have you before we start on the next thing.
Ben Weithman, Henderson County Riverport, Henderson, Kentucky.
Thanks. And Lori Van Hook, please announce present and your organization. Lori may be having issues with her microphone. She's with Evansville Trails.
Thank you, Gary. Okay. Lori, we can't hear you, so if you need to say something, please send us something in the chat, and we'll make note of it that way. That it appears you can hear us. So we're going to stay with Pam for new business. We have both a TIF amendment and modifications.
So the TIP amendment that we're bringing forward to you today for your approval is to add an NDOT project to the TIP. The project is for electric vehicle charging infrastructure at various locations along the Indiana interstates. The project is being added for preliminary engineering in 2023, 2024, and 2025, and construction for 2024, 2025, and 2026.
Any questions or comments on this?
Are those going to be located like in rest areas?
The project is just beginning, and I'm sure that that's one of the things that they will look at, but that we're just in the beginning stages of getting the project in the TIP so that they can put out an RFP and hire a consulting firm.
There are no further questions. We do need approval for the amendment.
I'll make a motion to accept the amendment as stated.
Thank you, Rick. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Sean. So we have a motion and a second. All those in favor, signify with an aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay. Motion is passed.
I have one more for the record for that approval. David Broderhausen is on. Dave, can you announce who you're with and present, please?
He may be having trouble as well, but Looks, Roberto Hasen is with NDOT, the Vincennes District Office.
He knew I asked a question, and that's why he's quiet. Okay. Pam, the quick update on the modifications.
Sure. All but one of the modifications were distributed as part of the packets. The May 17th modification shifted some money between contracts as well as some DES numbers between some contracts. The June 12th modifications increased funding and added a minor project and then transferred some funding again between a couple of projects. The June 15th modification revised some funding and then added a minor project to the TIP as well. And then the July 10th one would be new. And this one just updated some cost estimates for the STBG funding, which is the federal funding source in the UPWP planning activities, increased that funding from $125,000 to $255,000. And these are for informational purposes, but if there's any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Does anybody have any questions for Pam? Okay. I don't show anything in our other business. Do we have anyone here for public comment?
Hey, I used to say that the public requirement for
people. So your mic's not working.
Your mic's off.
No.
There you are.
Is it on?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. I just want to remind everyone that we're keeping score on who makes the motion and second here. And at the end of the year, we're going to give the winner a copy of the tip signed by Nate Hunt. So we're keeping score. Make sure that you do your motion and second.
Thank you. I thought you were going to say for being present, but we're not great at that anymore. But I do appreciate having this as an option. I think we all do. So thank you and thank those that set this up on your team. So if we have nothing else, next meeting I'm showing September 14th, and we'll stand adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Enjoy your day.